Hi, my name's Sean Taylor. That's my friend Chris Ford, aka The Objective Geek. And also, that same direction, but in real life, not on screen. There it is. There's my wife, Heather's hand. Right there, she's watching too. And I'm introducing her because she's valuable to me. And she may or may not be audible on my microphone. But Heather, your comments are valuable.
Sean is silencing women.
And I'm about to mute you too, not, Chris.
Oh, and black people? Women and black people. Great job, Sean. What is this?
The most bigoted video we've ever recorded. And today, but what brings people together, Chris, more than brand new 2D animated Avatar movies? And I'm so excited. I've been thinking about this all day. So we've got it queued up. We're going to watch together. Just live watch with us, and hopefully it's a great time for everybody. And then we will have already posted, though, by the time you see this, our spoiler-free review. So go watch that review and or watch this with us. Both. Watch both. It'll be great. Chris, any other thoughts before we finally get to hit the play button on this thing?
I texted you earlier today that I am really excited. So excited I just woke up. First thing I thought about was this movie, and I've been off of Twitter all day. It's been just like all right, gotta wait until till tonight to watch it. I'm wearing an Amon shirt here, and I did get out in public. One person did say, "Hey, nice Korra shirt," and then I was like, "Oh, thanks." He was like, "Korra gets way too much hate," and I'm like, "I know she does."
Wait till this TV series comes out. Throws her under the bus. I'm wearing my Nick Cage Fighter shirt just because I pulled it out of the top of my drawer. But anyway,
nice.
less thematic, but still. Chris, my baby slept in till 9, and so I took that as a good omen. It's easily the longest he's ever slept, I think. And so not only did I wake up thinking about this movie, it was substantially later than I anticipated waking up. So that was really cool. But let's get this show on the road. Literally, I'm so excited. You tell me when you hit the play button, I'll hit the play button at the same time. It'll be great.
All right. On three?
On three. Cool.
One, two.
So excited.
Just be back in this world.
What a great opening scene, dude. It's so pretty. That's multiplayer benders.
Oh my gosh, animation. So good.
Instantly heartwarming. Heather, we should have made popcorn. What are we thinking? We're idiots.
What is that? Oh, Southern. Wait, yeah.
That doesn't seem safe.
I can hear your TV, by the way.
Oh, okay. I can turn it down a little bit.
Holy crap.
Is that better?
Yeah. Heather, jeez.
This is terrifying. About to see some on-screen murder?
Nah, they only do that in live action.
We didn't know this is PG-13.
Oh. I wonder what... Oh. Dang, it looks even more decrepit when they first visit it.
To show that time has passed.
The temple is wearing glasses.
You look different.
The time is gone. I'm gonna wash it so mean.
I love how that looks.
Oh my god. Hey. Yo.
And it's so, there's so many frames of animation here.
Yeah.
Turn my light on. I look like a creep over here.
MacGuffin much? No.
Did we decide mid-20s we're thinking?
I think it's like 25, I believe. Which is a great age.
Heather, I don't know if we told you, but people's early on synopsis is that they're all too sexy. Right out of the gate.
Right out the gate. Aang, of course, trying to talk to people. Oh, I don't know why, but that hurts me as much.
There you go. That guy is the strongest person alive. He's OP. I hate him.
Gosh. This is a really interesting scene because you feel Aang's anguish. He's trying to collect all this stuff.
It makes me think of the end of Rush Hour 1 or 2 where Jackie Chan is trying to protect all the artifacts and stuff.
Yeah. Who are
you? Every once in a while I can hear your TV, and we got darn close on our timing. We got very close.
Oh.
Survived 120 years of crap to put up with this.
Oh my god. Okay, I can't think about it. I keep thinking about how cool this will look in a movie theater.
Yeah,
I got it.
If it was in Dolby surround sound instead of just my left ear from one speaker. No, Chris gets my good ear. The movie gets my bad ear. Which, actually, now that I think about it, that's a weird choice, Sean. I should flip. Aang flips the script by murdering them all immediately.
Oh, let me put it like that. Jeez, that hurt.
Nicely done.
they have, I believe they've retconned the Avatar glowing eyes. Because before, in original, eyes only glow continuously if you don't have a controlled Avatar state. A controlled Avatar state is supposed to just glow once. But then in Korra sometimes has continuous glowing eyes. Oh.
That, I mean, that feels like a minor retcon that I'm totally on board with.
I'm not.
Understandable. I can't stop thinking about all their introductions needing the word sexy in front of their names. Sexy Toph! Aang's still kid Aang, so you can't say it. That's weird. There we go. I know, the cape seems impractical, doesn't it? No capes.
I disagree with that wholeheartedly. Love capes.
I'm pro-cape for public appearances, not for actual work. It's like your dress superhero outfit versus your work superhero outfit. Exactly. God, I miss animation so much. Real animation, sorry. Sokka was there too.
That'd be hilarious.
Would have been incredible. Killer opening. Loved it. Immediately on board with everything.
Yeah. It's funny. Van Cashman got a little grayer. Oh, she's on the council.
Like the hair stylings and accessory.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was nice. Heather actually gets to see like unveilings sometimes, and I always feel like that sounds cool. Probably cooler than it really is, but.
If only Mouth Guy got a son.
His and a wife is upset. Yeah.
That was it. Oh wow. Ash.
Oh dang.
And doesn't know how to heal himself because he's not poor.
Worthless.
Other than the live action.
No, Chris already called this in our previous episode.
Shoot. I was about to say something. She already has.
Aang, there's at least one solution to this. Don't be ignorant. We're thrown out there, but I like a diverse group of bad guys from different backgrounds and cultures. That's appealing to me.
Yeah. Look how shorter she is.
She's a little bitty. Aang doesn't seem like he'd grow up to be tall. I don't know. It doesn't feel right.
Lots of airbenders are tall, though. Yeah.
Damn it, they're right. Kelsang. He is sexy. Like tall, sexy Aang. Yeah, he's beautiful gray eyes. Tinge of blue. No, maybe green gray. Maybe green gray.
I meditate. Talk to his past. I wonder how What are many past lives we see?
Gonna discover a new avatar right now?
Hello, Aang. I'm worthless.
Obviously, at some point, we'll pause that scene and overly scrutinize every avatar we can see on screen.
It's like you just have to call each avatar.
Yeah, as if they're not like, can't you just cross-reference?
That lady.
Me? Oh, look at these.
This is why past lives aren't.
Why past lives are useful for all new challenges going forward? Yeah. Wait, did I say useful? I meant useless. I don't know what I said.
Yeah.
Oh shit. They still all have like independent agency.
I like how there's an unassuming avatar, and I find that hilarious.
He's very sexy. Yep.
Oh, that's not why I said jeez.
No, that's
I'm saying jeez because of the how big of a throne he's sitting.
It's the scope, yeah, it's very lavish.
That's
Flamio Hot Man.
Fine, that looks like a young Yacone.
Throwing some headcanon out there?
No, it wouldn't have been him. He would have been...
Time's already.
Yeah.
Sexy sock. It's incredible.
This would have been so great to watch with other people. I'll bring it up later.
Yeah. In a group of Avatar fans.
Yeah. Ooh, is she rap? Get got to get the game back together, minus Suki for some reason.
Got to be a montage in here somewhere. Suki just didn't get enough credit in general.
Years ago, I had a video of top 10 underrated things in Avatar. She was number one, mm-hmm. and still holds true.
There's no reason she shouldn't be a canon part of, like, quote-unquote Team Avatar.
Yeah. Maybe she's...
She's dead? Is that what you're going to say, Chris? Go ahead, say it.
No, I did not know. I don't think she's dead. That would be nuts.
It's a story I'd like to see if it happened.
Cold enough that Aang needs a coat. Aang's okay. I've never seen Aang wear any furs or anything. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Literally never. The first time that we've seen Aang bundled. Yeah, man,
it's fine. I've been.
Should he earthbend himself up, though? There you go.
Well, it's a shut up, Sean.
I still feel like he's working too hard. Like, I just watched him earthbend a tower back into place.
Yeah, but that was out.
There's got to be an easier way to do this, champ. Yeah. Little earth elevator. That's a sick shot.
How Everest look?
I don't know.
No, Everest doesn't go. I doubt it.
I have no idea. I don't know much about Himalayan topography. No. Also, I hate cold, so I have no interest in learning.
I've been listening to the Yang Chen novel, and Yang Chen's like, she doesn't like the cold. She's like, most airbenders keep themselves warm. While she can do it, she's not, like, great at it.
Remind me, is that internal that they're controlling the temperature? Is it, like, external, like the air right around our bodies, or does it specify?
For sure. I think it's internal. Internal. I believe it's internal.
That kind of makes more sense to me as, like, a control mechanism that it'd be inside yourself.
Wait, how did he know how to get here?
He just went.
No, he knew the mountain. He knew what mountain was. That's what the guy told him.
And anything good is always at the top of the mountain. That's canon. Never anything conveniently halfway up. It's always. Oh, snap.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't even know if it's a. Oh, no, he knows it's a. Girl.
I think Sonam he's going to be girl. Wrong. I've got a mini hypothesis occurring here.
Oh, no, this is Taga.
Airbender guy, whatever his name is.
Yeah, I believe it's Taga.
Heather, we've seen in trailers that there is another airbender. That seems like something you would deserve to know.
Well, you're ruining for her. Maybe she... You surprised him?
No, to be honest, I meant to make her watch trailers with me, and then I didn't.
It's
my bad husband, and she's usually very asleep by the time we're done talking.
Dave Bautista?
Is he just going to be like the staff protector? I want video games to look. Part of the biggest appeal of Tears of the Kingdom and Breath of the Wild to me is that's like this in video game form aesthetically, and I love that.
Oh yeah.
Like, I don't need video games to look real. I need them to look good. So cool.
2D animation is so great.
It is.
And it's a dying art for some reason. It's like...
We're like 20% of this movie, and I'm just more and more mad that it's not in theaters.
I know.
That you can't take your kids to see this in theaters with you. Like, how...
But it is in theaters.
Right, well, it is in theaters. Heather, you are technically correct.
But the bare minimum to qualify plural.
Which is the best kind of correct. But Chris, is it in 70 millimeter? Was it shot in 70? No, I'm just kidding. Do they have millimeter equivalents of animation?
Oh, that's a good thing. If that was General Iroh the second, he would have just did it. No avatar, no power up needed.
Yeah.
Maybe not that, though. Escaping from a falling mountain, maybe not. Okay.
Maybe this narrative, this story, is what inspired Iroh the second to learn that skill. Maybe he needed this.
He did. Afterwards, he did same thing.
No, but he too is very handsome. No ugly characters in this movie.
It's a handsome off.
It's a handsome.
Dude.
I mean.
Hey, that's impressive.
I find his hair attractive. That's going to give him an edge. Oh, dang. Aang, is Aang contributing? Do you look like he's contributing?
Just watching. Aang, do something!
Yeah, no kidding. No, I've been asleep for X number of years, but here, I'll do it.
The whole amount peak up with just airbending.
Okay.
That big feat.
Just like pure feat of singular bending strength?
Yeah.
That might be top two or three. I mean,
I think so. Airbending? Oh. Because, airbending, yeah.
Because it was air to do that, huh?
Yeah. Aang has almost died twice already.
Look how ripped that guy is. Absolutely shredded.
So how does he have so much hair when he's bald up there?
The Golden Age of Airbenders. I'm so curious what that means.
Charlie, the movie's not over yet. That's a great question.
Yes, he's like 1,000 years old or something. I love Momo fan coming up. Gorgeous.
Or just to have a cool ancient hyper powerful thing.
What?
Oh, we're going around the other way.
Oh, it's Tug. I was saying Tug.
Like, yeah, it was a little softer than I've been saying it.
Yeah.
They're just not even going to ease him in whatsoever.
It sounds like technology has taken, like, I don't know, it just sounded more technical.
Current known only to us. Air currents circling to us.
sphere of existence, allowing us to travel where we wish.
I'm loving Dave Bautista voice. This is big.
He really took to the skyship comfortably.
Okay, so we know for sure it's 5,000. I miss. Well, I ran away like a little. No, I don't blame it. Blame Rope. Well, you see, the previous Avatar had a hard-on for his best friend, no matter how much.
So listen, real piece of shit, right? The guy's cut in places. I didn't know you could get cut.
Usually airbending is about touch. So interesting thing about air nomad philosophy, like you've technically kind of flying with the bonds, but Zaheer flies by fully detaching himself.
I like the dichotomy of that.
Yeah
Snap. The Yuan lady there looks cool as shit.
Yeah. At first I thought that person reminded me of like an older Smellerby.
Yeah.
But
where'd the Denied get their financial resources from?
Yeah.
Yeah. Denied socio-politically, but not fiscally.
Yeah. Loans were not denied.
Yeah. Although they do have kind of a Mad Max vibe going on. Oh, yeah. Oh, jeez.
They do not have the same type of passive airbender or non...
This is before they put up some no murder credos.
Yeah. That's right. I wonder what.
Just maybe we can all learn from each other here, huh, Taga? Taga? Snap. Oh, trust you, this guy I met yesterday?
This movie makes me frustrated because I'm frustrated that 2D animation isn't a thing anymore.
100%.
I mean, it is a thing, and this is carrying it on, but it's not as big as it should be.
Yeah. Like, I just, like, CGI in live action and is just not in a, or even CGI for animation is just not in a place that can make me feel like this yet.
Like, it's crazy where they're at. Like, this is like some, what was that movie? The Day After Tomorrow. That's what.
Yeah. Like, we're getting pretty otherworldly.
Yeah. That's a crazy attack.
It reminds me of an old Sega 32X game, Knuckles Chaotix, where you're like attached by rings and it's kind of a puzzle game. Puzzle platformer. She's about to show him up.
Jeez. Oh my god.
Sick. She went full Moses.
I like that they all got over together.
Yeah. But very organically.
Yes. Yeah.
Nicely done. So I heard them say we're on the other side of the world, essentially, right? Like we're on the part with no land.
You ain't listen to his girl. Always listen to your wife. Tell Heather I said that.
She's got a pretty good point. How are they going to do it if you can't?
Tell Heather I said always listen to your wife.
Chris says you always listen to your wife. Above strange people that you met a couple days ago.
Accurate.
But her point is amazing. Like, they're not making it through that. What are they going to do with their... a Mad Max ship. In fact, it feels like you would, which, you know, by design, would almost have to be an airbender. Or a pair of airbenders.
Yeah.
So it probably would have been
to even get to the side of the world. And you would have had to find a way there just by following the wind.
Yeah. This could be one of those situations like Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
Chicago.
Did say Chicago. A Sorcerer's Stone situation where the problems only occurred because Harry was stupid and went down there first. Or went down there at all. Yes, it is. Aw. I'll bite.
Love Taga is the father of Lin or Suyin.
Oh my god, Chris, there's so many new video opportunities for you here.
That explains Lin. Yeah, we know who Suyin's dad is, but we don't know who Lin's dad is yet.
Lin's grandpa is,
oh my god,
5,100 years old.
Time for you to go to bed. Okay. Good night. Love you.
Steered with his feet.
Yeah. Every freaking frame of this movie.
Drama from beginning to end. I really like his airbending getup too, which I understand is a different era, but it's cooler.
This looks like the Caribbean.
Yeah, some serious like Moana vibes going on here. Just the idea of a dead lion turtle, that's awesome. Although it has teeth. Do turtles have teeth? Yes. Turtles have teeth?
Was that a lion turtle?
Is it a
dead lion turtle?
I thought it looked like
one. I think you might be right.
I guess it could have teeth because it's a lion. I was thinking the turtle part, but
they do have teeth.
Yeah, no, I think that's the idea here.
Oh, that is. Yeah, no, you're right. I missed that.
That's cool. Look at that, Chris. Look at it. I don't even think I mind the idea that her spirit's not been connected to because she's isolated in this part of the world. I can get behind that as a plot convenience.
See, they all call him Taga. He said Taga. Maybe it was Dave Bautista that
maybe
mispronounced it. Means. Kind of weird to say that the character. Granted, he only says it probably one movie, and so corrected case.
We can only hope that he refers to himself in the third person at some point. Is it raining outside?
Didn't see it. No.
Oh, those are old. Jeez, those are, wait, lion turtle teeth? I know that big.
That's awesome.
Oh, I thought she was going to attack me first.
So he's going to, like, kind of betray, but in a way that we can empathize with, is my guess?
Yeah, I think.
Doing the dance.
Ooh, we're on like some Fifth Element type of stuff.
That's free on YouTube right now with ads if you're bored. Probably the next movie on my list, to be honest. And Mystery Men. If you've never watched that, watch Mystery Men. It's not bad.
Saving my people requires more than saving my people requires sacrifice. I saw you crush the denied. I saw you try to
crush the denied. You were ready to kill them. I know. Yes, he was.
More the Sahir type?
I mean, but like a nationalist. Imagine Zaheer, like airbender nationalism.
Imagine if he's a reincarnation of, wait, not here.
A pre-incarnation.
Yeah, Zaheer would have been.
He's Zaheer's dad. There you go. Ass, Katara.
Ooh.
Hog.
Oh man, Zuko's working on.
A-hole.
Nice.
Team Avatar.
Dang, but if he takes them all on, that's a crazy feat.
I kind of hope that, like, Toph gets in a good shot and gives him some, like, PTSD. Looks like a Kingdom Hearts Keyblade kind of situation going on here. Was he just going to Kamehameha with air? There it is.
Dude. They got 1v4. Hang on, what? God is really far.
We have a phrase for this in D&D. Was it TPW, Total Party Wipeout? It's like, yeah, I know it's real. I was there.
Anytime you add Empire to anything, it immediately makes it even.
Never once been a good empire. Yeah, he's Hitler's a here.
Oh, that's one of my friends.
Oh. Impactful note.
Yeah. No.
Don't you touch Appa.
Wait, we don't know how Appa died. Bro, if Appa dies in this movie? Okay, he has some special attack where he, like, blasts a finger air.
It's like
concentrated at.
Yeah, it's like the combustion bending of air. He does set an ape-like jawline. I don't know why, but I love the dead lion turtle as a location of like an island.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's gonna be Hey Bye? Oh, the ocean spirit. Okay.
Oh yeah, all right.
Oh, that's cool.
Hello, old friend.
Hello. Remember last time you took over my body, you killed a bunch of people?
We did some shit that night.
So the ocean spirit will take him.
Very Prince of Thieves vibes with the turtle.
Oh, the ocean. Oh, okay.
Adorable. Nothing like the spirit world as a way to cram some actual anime into this movie.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah, no qualms here.
Shoot, what's on my screen? Nope, now it is. Hold up.
Yeah.
Like card game mats would be perfect.
I know. I hate to replace the pictures of my baby as my PC background, but.
Mm-hmm. This is a pig monkey?
He's a little Digimon. Stage one.
He is very Digimon.
We did just watch the third Aladdin movie not too long ago, and I feel like this character would have been served well by Robin Williams, as would many characters, to be fair. You don't have to say it back.
Well, I believe that was Taika Waititi.
What's that, Chris?
Yeah, I believe that was... I don't know why they got him. Oh.
And people think Korra is responsible for a cataclysm. Simple fools.
What if every avatar is responsible for a cataclysm?
Honestly, and then there's gonna come some villain
like, I have to kill the avatar because they're just responsible for every cataclysm.
Either die a hero or live long enough to become the villain, Chris.
Well, that's why they keep dying every time. That's the purpose. So they keep being the hero. Ooh, are you on Archer with airbending?
That's kind of sick. Wonder, long distance stuff.
Yeah, I wonder whether you'd capitalize on that. Oh, he must have gave her fire then. Okay. Wait, but why would he do that though? Does she have fire?
No, she just lit the arrow on fire. I had a flaming arrow. Maybe she's firebender. Okay.
I don't think that makes more sense. Do you think he'd be fully against other benders?
I think so. I think she just lit the arrow on fire. Yeah, get him, Momo. Broken man right there.
I've been kind of growing tired of the Cabbage Merchant. I had that thought today, but I like
it. You have to see all this despair to appreciate how he rose to such great heights.
Yeah. My bitch! I'm like, what do you mean the world hasn't been good to me?
What a lame thing to say in a fight.
You need Katara's backstory?
You don't know her?
I don't know if you know this, but her mother died. And who is this girl? She looks like she has boobies.
Some self-pitying BA or BS.
Ooh, I'm bringing out the... Oh. Why is this guy talking so powerful, though, that he can go toe-to-toe with the...
Are we to interpret, at least from what we heard earlier, that this granted airbending might be
so.
More powerful than natural airbending?
Yeah.
The steroids of airbending.
Yes,
let's go. Anime all over the place in this movie.
Oh, that was good. I'm getting Magneto, but...
Blood bend, blood bend. Do it, Katara.
Oh, geez, that is bad for the city.
Yeah, that is right there.
Can't wait to watch this. Ah, Toph looks so freaking cool. That's such a... I want statues of all of these.
Yeah, you got at least 5 new statues to buy.
They're releasing pops of them all. I had to get those, but those are there to start.
But will those carry the gravitas that these characters need?
I don't think
so.
Pops aren't set. As all of my brothers and sisters fight slaughter. Burn the air nomad fire in ash. Burn the air nomad fire in ash. You. There's a lot about Aang finally being able to take deal.
They had a lot of time on their trip to exchange stories. Oh.
An elbow airbend. See, man, they keep stealing stuff from me.
It just got
in my mind.
Jean-Claude Van Damme'd with an airbending elbow. Snap.
He's on some undone level. Jeez.
Going back to the
this is very anime.
It is, yeah.
Speed burst.
Definitely a lot of Eastern influence going on here. Yet they had to do this in their 20s, so they had some time to build that back up. He's right. That was a cool thing to say right there.
It was.
Did the thing you taught him, sucker.
Yeah.
Guys, how can we show our characters that are sexy with fewer clothes? It's got to be post-fight scene.
Ooh. Ooh.
Sick. Okay. Going Super Saiyan.
Is it? Yeah. I am loving transformation.
Bring him back home. It's a guitar thing. Tethering has been a theme.
Listen to your wife.
Listen to your wife. Always, we establish that.
It's kind of something like Katara with the blood bending, Hama thing, dynamic.
It's a good parallel.
Oh yeah, Flash.
Attaboy.
I assume they all lose their airbending, but style to style.
Surely so. Hopefully none of them are in like midair and he doesn't unintentionally kill a bunch of people. They're all.
Yeah, if he doesn't know about it. Conscience still clear.
I mean, for what's worth, y'all were pretty cool before.
True.
I mean, he's got no bending no more. That's extra funny. Now he just tears him in half with his bare arms. But it's our duty. Our duty to protect our people. Everything they stood for. Everything they stood for. It's time to let go. It's time you have to forgive yourself. You have to forgive yourself. I have to forgive myself too. I have to forgive myself too.
Oh, this dude's dying. I guess what was keeping him
just being an airbender, essentially, or staff juice. Seems like a poor choice. Hey, Katara. Hey, Katara.
Okay. Seriously? You do realize you're going, right? You do realize you're falling. You ever get tired of there's Suki.
Nice. Did we just like flip a animation style switch there for a second? Am I dreaming? Not now.
Yeah. So she was able to put herself back in
into the connectables line.
Yeah. Oh,
neat. I mean, a little self-serving, but neat.
Is a good type. Oh, she became an air acolyte. I'm only going to make sure you don't try to release another BP old air. I'm done with bad boys.
No, you're not, Toph, don't lie. Little air temple island, let's see. Never know what we might discover here. Never know what we might discover here. Sweet.
Lots of apples. I thought they were extinct.
They've discovered the Avatar Studios
like,
equivalent of,
like, I got
of the Galapagos Islands.
By Lauren Montgomery, who I've spoken to briefly.
Chris, I think you mean friend of the show, Lauren Montgomery. Because they're our friends. We might not be their friends, but they're our friends.
Co-directed by Christopher Yost. Why is that name so familiar to me? Christopher Yost.
So it's been a while since I've seen a brand new movie. At what point does Samuel L. Jackson come on after the credits? Is that soon?
So you think you're the last airbender, huh? False man. So you think you're the last airbender, huh? Let me tell you about the Airbender Initiative.
I can't remember if I mentioned, but I started replaying San Andreas yesterday, and he's star Vice City's voice acting, like Luis Guzman, Ray Liotta, like several big names. The girlfriend from White Men Can't Jump, whatever her name is. All just for a little PS2 video game about murdering people.
I've never fought into the... I never played any of the game. Grand Theft Auto.
They... Man, it's hard to argue that any other game was like more influential to modern gaming than GTA 3 and Vice City. Not that they hold up that well, they just... At the time... Good night, Heather.
Why is Christopher Yost? It's your familiar name. Tablet.
That's right, do those chores. Atone for your crimes.
Fine, Bart. Yeah.
That probably needs to be my PC background. Sokka's like self-referential image of himself on the dragon bike.
How would have Suki done in this? I think they could have put Suki in.
There's no reason she wouldn't have fit in. If Sokka's got a place, Suki has a more obvious place.
Yeah. In association with Paramount.
Is it an Iwe thing? Are we supposed to think that Sokka and Suki never actually make it?
Oh, so Katara wasn't pregnant. That was
That seemed like a really natural. Maybe that's what Samuel L. Jackson will come on after the credits and just be like, "Katara's pregnant." Thanks, Samuel L. Jackson.
Apparently, so they shared at the Comic-Con yesterday. That they originally was going to have Katara be pregnant. Like, they did concept art for it. But I thought she'd be pregnant at the end of the movie to tie in the Last Airbender type of deal. Yeah. But no, they didn't do that.
Well, it wouldn't have had to be like, I don't know, I could see like the visual lack of appeal of like, well, we just endangered her a whole bunch through the entire movie. It's like, no, it could have just been at the very end. Post everything, rebuilding the city, and then she finds out she, you know, I don't know.
Why is this? I'm trying to think why Christopher Yost is such a. He wrote Thor Ragnarok. Thor is our movies that I like.
Is Ragnarok the one with Jeff Goldblum in it?
I mean, lots of people like it.
I liked it because it was not like the other Thor movies.
Man, he's written a lot of.
I come from the Jeff Winger, the Jeff Winger school of how I feel about Marvel movies.
Don't know why I'm familiar with this name, but. I don't think there is a end credit scene or anything.
Okay.
But.
Cool. Chris, we will, in any case, we'll stop this one. We'll say our buys and stuff. But then, as it's going to be a little backwards, because I'm going to assume that people will have already watched or listened to our spoiler-free review that you and I will record next.
They have HR on here. Wait, I wonder, do I know? Yeah, I talk to any people. That'd be hilarious.
HR people. I'm going to skip ahead just to see if it... That's like 7 minutes of credits.
Human resources. Head of people and culture. Natalie Oriskovic. People and culture manager. Jessica Wilkins. Talent manager. Legal. They got the legal people in here?
Everybody.
Finance?
I mean, when they say credit, they're talking... They're doling out some
They
credit.
Are talking to everybody. Karen and HR?
And Bill at the front desk. Thanks for keeping the office safe, Bill.
Yeah.
Chris.
Margaret, the lunch lady?
Serves up a mean sloppy joe. Listen, you know what? Give them all better to dole out too much credit than to not credit people enough, I suppose.
Hey, yeah.
Well, hey, that's Chris Ford, the Objective Geek. My wife already went to bed, but she had a great time. My name is Sean Shaler. Thanks for watching this watch with us. And, you know, we'll put all the stuff down in the description, like always. Let us know what you thought down in the description. Leave nice comments, thumbs up, positive reviews, all that stuff. We appreciate it all. And we'll see you next time, probably, to talk more about this movie, if I had to guess. Probably. All right, we'll see you next time.